Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter and we completed it also with regards to the virtue of Salat al-Duha. Salat al-Duha is also known as this Chas Salah that we read, mid-morning Salah. The clarification of its minimum number, maximum number, intermediate number, and encouragement to safeguard it. Just a little bit of explanation before we start the next chapter, which also related to Salat al-Duha, is that the minimum number is 2 rakats. Maximum number, the fuqaha explain, is 12 rakats. Although the hadith speaks about that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was seen to be reading 8 rakats, salla thamaniya rakaatin, etc. But fuqaha explain that the maximum number is 12 rakats. So 2 rakats is the minimum, 8 rakats is 4 rakats, or 8 rakats is the intermediate, and 12 rakats is the maximum. In other words, this is the least you can read, and that's the maximum. Then we did a hadith that explains, if a person reads 2 rakats, Salatul Duha, this is sufficient for sufficing for all the sadaqah that is due on all the joints of the body. Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person with all type of movement, seeing, walking, etc. All this charity that's due on it, 2 rakat salat is sufficient. And we did one more hadith that explains, a person, one who safeguards the 2 rakat salat al-duha, his sins will be forgiven, even if they're equal to the foam of the ocean. Even if they're equal to the foam of the ocean, all his sins would be forgiven. So here we explain that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform 4 rakats. He was seen reading 8 rakats. The hadith speaks about reading minimum of 2 rakats. The person can go up to 12 rakats, depending on how much time a person has got and how much love a person has. Accordingly, a person will read the salatul duha, salatul duha, or in Urdu it's known as salatul chast, it's chast salat. Anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brings another chapter here. Babu tajweez salatul duha min irtifa'i shamsi ila zawaliha wal afdali an tusalla inda ishtidadil harri wa irtifa'i duha. The chapter on the permissibility of performing salatul duha from after sunrise until midday. It is best to perform it when it is relatively hot and at mid-morning. So something else to understand here is that when it comes to muhaddithin are those people that are experts in hadith, they regard chast and ishraq to be one salah. So therefore we mustn't get confused when we hear these words, that from after sunrise till zawal they speak about reading salatul duha, they regard it as one salah. In other words, any time from after sunrise, from after ishraq, right up till zawal, a person reads any salah, this salah will be salatul duha. However, the preferred time, they say, is mid-morning. Now, Sufia Ikram, may Allah Ta'ala be pleased with them, they explain, no, there are two different salah. One is ishraq salah and one is chas salah. So therefore, you'll find a little bit of a difference in the understanding. However, it is nafil salah that is read in this time. It is this, the way it is described, the muhaddithin will describe it at duha, salatul duha, is that salah that is read any time between ishraq and zawal. Sufia Ikram, they would explain that you get something known as salatul ishraq, which is a separate salah, and salatul duha is a separate salah. An Zayd ibn Arqam radiyallahu anhu annahu ra'a qawman yusalluna min al-duha faqala ama laqad alimu anna as-salata fi ghayri hadhi sa'ati afdal. إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلاة الأوابين حين ترمض الفصال رواه مسلم. Hazrat Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu narrated that he saw some people performing Salatul Duha. So he said, do they know that Salah performed at a time other than now is better? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Salah of those who repent, in other words, this, I will explain this, the Salah of those who repent to Allah Ta'ala is performed when it is relatively hot. We explained that muhaddithin say that from sunrise right up to midday a person can read Salatul Duha. So here the best time to read it is when it's hot, when it's relatively hot, around mid-morning. This time now it gets very, very hot. There's no fixed time to say that this is the most hottest time. However, when it starts getting hot around mid-morning, this is the best time to read this Chas Salah, this Salatul Duha. So therefore, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu advised him to perform it around this time when it gets very, very hot, before midday. So they were reading the salah perhaps very, very early. So he corrected them and he said that, do they not know that salah performed at a time other than now is better? Not saying that what they're reading is wrong, but there's a better time to read it. In other words, at mid-morning, this is a better time to read the salah. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the salah of those who repent to Allah ta'ala is performed when it is relatively hot. Here this word that is used in the hadith, as we have seen, is the word as far as those that repent, salatul awwabin, the salat of those that repent is performed when it is relatively hot. So here now it may surprise us that awwabin is read at night, and here the hadith is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said salatul awwabin is read when it's relatively hot, and this hadith is being used to show the chas salah. Ulama explain is that in the words of the hadith, awwabin is not used for the night salah. In the words of hadith, awwabin is not used for the salah that we did after Maghrib. However, this word awwab, the word awwab, what it means is a person that turns his attention a lot to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's always turning his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person is known as an awwab. And one other factor, one other quality that this person got, is he makes excessive tawbah. All the time he's making tawbah. So all the time he's turning to Allah ta'ala, and all the time he's making tawbah. He's got these two qualities. This person is known as awwab. So when salatul awwabin, because those people that have generally have these qualities, these two qualities in them, all the time turning to Allah ta'ala, and all the time they are making tawbah. So because they generally have these qualities of not missing out this salat, after Maghrib also, therefore the salat became to known as salatul awwabin, also after Maghrib. Although the hadith, the words is used for the morning salat, so it is just used in a general sense also for the salah that is read after the nafil salah that is read after Maghrib salat. So therefore it is also referred to as salatul awwabin. So therefore we shouldn't get confused when we are hearing that the hadith is speaking about salatul awwabin in mid-morning. This is also referred to as awwabin in the hadith, the salatul duha. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We as laymen and as simple people, when we hear these hadiths, what we should do is see how we can maximize, how we can maximize the most. For example, a person hears of a deal, he just wants to see how he can get maximum. Person is traveling overseas and he's got the chance, he wants to take most amount of currency with him because he knows it will come in handy someday. So when we hear that there's something as Ishraq Salah, there's something as Chad Salah, there's something as Awabin Salah, that should be our desire. That let me maximize, for a day is going to come when I have to go in on that journey overseas, and that is not just to some other country, that is Akhirat. At least I'll have enough currency with me. Allah Ta'ala make it such that we have enough currency with us, so that on that side it becomes very, very easy for us. But the way to do it is when we got these opportunities, we don't throw it away, we take maximum advantage of it and we benefit from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.